Researchers at the University of Washington say they are just a few years away now from rolling out an early warning system for earthquakes. The system could give people seconds or even minutes of warning before the strongest shaking hits. KUOW's Deborah Wong has the story.
So what would you do if your cell phone suddenly starts making this terrible noise and then you hear this voice?
Earthquake. Earthquake. Moderate shaking expected in 31 seconds.
31 seconds to prepare for the big one? What could you possibly do in 31 seconds?
Actually, quite a bit.
Bill Steele from the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network says for one thing, you can take better care of yourself.
An earthquake's coming, you look, you say, okay, it's going to be strong. So, you know, you can look for a place to protect your head and get under cover and ride out that earthquake safely.
And think of what could happen if the warning triggered a series of automated responses. The doors of firehouses could automatically open. The reactor cores of nuclear power plants could be shut down. Trains could be stopped in their tracks. Bill Steele says that system is already in place in Japan, and it was tested during the megaquake of 2011.
It did stop 34 bullet trains, and all those trains were evacuated safely, no trains derailed. And people got a jump on evacuation of the elementary schools and others in the tsunami floodplain, and hundreds, maybe thousands of people were saved because they got that little extra head start.
Here on the west coast of the U.S., scientists already maintain a network of seismometers that monitor earthquakes. They're testing an early warning system now. But members of Congress were in Seattle this week to warn that federal funding for projects like this are at risk. Senator Patty Murray says if no budget agreement is reached by October, automatic spending cuts or even a government shutdown are once again a possibility. If the earthquake early warning system is fully funded, scientists believe they can have it up and running in 2 to 3 years. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.